Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about day-to-day systems in your VA business. Now, if you followed me for any time or listened to this podcast for any amount of time, you know I'm a systems person. I love systems. In fact, I'm one of those people that actually flounder without any kind of structure or systems. And as you know, systems are what make up a business, and they work together to form the foundation of a business. So a couple things. Don't let the word systems scare you, because they're not difficult. Basically, you just have to make some decisions on how you run your business. That's really what it comes down to. And then what pieces of technology are you going to be using, you know, to help you automate these systems? If you're somebody who needs more time or, you know, wants more freedom, systems are a way to help you do that. And if you're somebody finding yourself recreating the wheel every time you do something, you're in dire need of systems. A couple other things is they help you create boundaries with yourself, your business, and also with your clients. And if you're truly looking to be a professional business owner, having systems is a must, because it's going to be very obvious to your clients from the get-go that you are organized and you have your systems in place. So I don't know if I did a podcast on four key business systems. I think I have, but there are four key business systems that every online business should have, regardless of what type of online business it is. These are the four pillars, if you will, that form the foundation of a long-term business. So if you're looking to be in business for the long haul, and this business is going to provide for you for the foreseeable future, this is another reason to have these systems in place. So the four key business systems are, and there are no particular order here, but delivery, sales and marketing, operations. Did I miss one? Wait, delivery, operations, sales, marketing. No, I didn't. I was counting wrong. So those are the four key business systems. And as you know, systems work together. Systems bleed into one another. And that's what I want to talk to you about, these VA, what I would call day-to-day systems. These are the things that most of us do on a daily or maybe every other day basis. And they are client management, task management, email management, business management, and prospect management. Now, I have a free download for you that will give you kind of what these systems are and a little bit about them. It's just a simple infographic. If you're interested, there's a link below for you to be able to download that. But I just want to talk to you about what these day-to-day systems do for you. And once again, systems, you have to put the systems in place. When you start your VA business, there is no structure. That's what these systems are going to do for you. And that's why if you're like me, somebody who really wants to have systems in place, it's important for you to understand what are the key systems, which are those four key business systems I spoke of. Okay, anyway, let's get down to these individual kind of day-to-day systems. So client management, this has to be one of the biggest parts of your day. This is the bulk of what we would call revenue generating tasks. These are the tasks that you should be doing day in and day out. It should be the 80-20 rule. 80% of your day is what makes you money. 20% is what doesn't. So that could be operations and those type of things. So 80-20 rule. So client management would be things like, you know, delivering whatever it is they bought from you. Onboarding, right? Actually bringing them into your business. Walking him through all of that, status calls and updates, you know, again, delivering completed work. What do they do if they have issues? How's it addressed? What's the way that they communicate with you? You know, what are the tools that you use? And once again, onboarding new clients. Now, this is just kind of a high level of some of the things that you need to decide. How do you manage your clients? Tasks, status, delivery,
issues, communication, and so on. So those are things you're going to have to decide, because remember, this is not a cookie cutter business. What works for you may not work for somebody else. So do what works for you, because it's your business, your choice. So client management is the day-to-day management of your clients. What does that look like? And then task management is part of client management. This is your day-to-day task, deadlines, your workloads. You know, what tool do you use? To me, the task management tool is one of the crucial tools that you should have in your toolbox from the get-go, from day one, because this is how you keep track of all your clients, all your deadlines, all your tasks, everything in one place. Excel doesn't work, at least not for long, okay? You know, what's your current workload? With a task management system, you're able to step back and run reports that tells you whether or not you can take on a new client, or you don't have enough clients, or you can meet a deadline for a new task or a new project. You know, if you have to track your time because you're working off retainer, you know, how do you track your retainer hours, right? And deadlines, reports, do you provide weekly status reports? That's something you can pull from a task management system instead of doing it yourself. Task assignments. Do you allow clients access to your task management system so they can actually see the tool and actually add to it? And do you use it for your own day-to-day business task? So not client management, but operations, the day-to-day stuff that you do. And then number three would be email management. Well, this is your inbox. Okay, this is an email marketing. This is your inbox. This is all the emails that land in your inbox. How often do you check your mail, your email? Is it open all day? Which I don't recommend that you leave your email open all day because it's distracting, but that's me. How quickly do you respond to emails? Is there an average time? What tools do you use? Do you use a tool to schedule emails for, you know, future? What's in your signature? Do you have out-of-office responders when you're not available? And how do you organize your inbox? I mean, is it kind of hodgepodge or is it all together? And then number four would be your day-to-day, your business, managing your business. So invoicing, you know, your holiday schedule, your vacation policy. How do you accept payments? Do you give refunds? You know, what tools do you use? Do you have a referral program? Do you use a trusted partner? And then what happens if you want to move on from a client? What does that look like? And then last but not least would be your prospect management system. So this is where you have those free calls where you interview each other to see if you're a good fit and you want to work with them and that you can meet their deadlines. So that's what I call a discovery session. And then how often do you follow up with them? Do you just follow up once, or do you have a system for following up more than once? And I will tell you this, I got more clients because I followed up all the time. So if you're of the mindset that, oh my God, I haven't heard from them, so they don't like me and they're not going to hire me, that's going to put a damper on your business. You need to push past that and just ask for an update. What templates do you use? Do you have a sales script? You know, how do you handle common objections? If somebody objects to your price, you know, what do you do? So I know I kind of went through that quickly, but these are things that are all part of the basic day-to-day systems that you really should have in place. Now, as I mentioned, those four key business systems, delivery, operations, sales, and marketing, those day-to-day systems I just went through, they fall underneath. For instance, client and task management are part of delivery. Email management and business management are part of operations. And even prospect management is part of sales and marketing. So you can see how they fit together. Remember, these form the foundation of your business. And some of this stuff you don't have to have out the gate. You don't need to have a referral program out the gate. So some of this you can decide as your business grows and evolves. But it is important to have these day-to-day systems and make the decisions on how you run your business and not doing it on the fly, because that way you're consistent between your clients, especially if you have clients referring you other clients and there's a difference in the way you work with them. You know, that could cause issues. And having systems, it's repeatable, they're rinse and repeat. It makes it fairly simple for you to be able to onboard new clients and deliver quality work. So these are things that I teach in my VA Success Program. I actually teach you the four key business systems and each one of these day-to-day systems that I've gone through here. Remember, if you want to be a professional, you need to have these systems and processes in place because it's very obvious to your clients if you do or you don't. So hopefully you've enjoyed today. Feel free to leave me any comments, any questions. I will respond to all of them, and I will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.